South Yorkshire, notify service cuts. South Yorkshire Socialist Party member South Yorkshire Fire Brigade Union, FBU, members will be lobbying Sheffield City Council meeting outside the town hall at 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 12th of June. They will be demonstrating against another severe round of cuts, being proposed by South Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Authority, SIFRA, to jobs and the fire service in the county. To save up to £4 million a year, SIFRA want to reduce crewing levels on fire engines from 5 to 4, which will see the loss of 84 firefighter jobs over the next 3 years, and reduce nighttime cover at Sheffield Central and Doncaster stations from 2 to only 1 engine. These cuts follow on from a halving of firefighter numbers in South Yorkshire, fire station closures and the introduction of a 96-hour continuous shift system that was ruled unlawful by the High Court last year. These cuts are due to the Tory government cutting funding to SIFRA by 30% over recent years. In the past, these cuts have then been voted through by a Labour-dominated fire authority. However, this time, councillors only noted the chief fire officer's report proposing these further cuts. 10 out of the 13 current representatives from the 4 South Yorkshire councils are Labour. The protest lobby is to demand that Sheffield Labour Council and their representatives on the fire authority now vote down these drastic cuts altogether. While cutting fire services, SIFRA has built up over £25 million in reserves. The FBU has, like the Socialist Party, called on the authority to use these reserves to maintain jobs and services, using a no-cut stance as a platform for fighting for fair funding. The Socialist Party has been campaigning with the FBU against these cuts, and to force a public debate at the Sheffield Council meeting, and have been invited to have a speaker from the top of the FBU's campaign fire engine at the protest lobby.